Now, y'all have probably heard of something called the law of attraction. You know, it's this idea that if we tell the universe exactly what we want, and we believe we deserve to have it, and we take some action, that we can manifest. Well, I wanted to believe this, but I was a little bit skeptical. I was in my late 30s, and I'd been doing this serial monogamy thing. Well, that's lesbian serial monogamy, which is different from straight serial monogamy. I've done both. And lesbian serial monogamy goes like this. I meet a cute, hot woman. We meet for coffee. There's a little flirting and energy. We go out for a second date. We have a nice dinner. We discover we're reading the same book, Women Who Run with the Wolves, about the wild woman archetype. I think, wow, there's real potential. And then the third date, she invites me to her house, cooks me dinner. We watch some hot lesbian erotica, a movie called Bound. No matter what your sexual orientation is, watch this movie, folks. Hot. I'm thinking maybe she's my soulmate. And then I found out she lives with her ex. And in lesbian culture, we call this dyke drama. So I was bummed out. I'd been doing this for several years since I'd come out, and I decided to go to my astrologer, Alice. I'd been seeing her for 10 years, and I trusted her. She was positive and spiritual and practical. She used to be a realtor, so she's grounded in both worlds. So I was not even going to focus on my love life. I was going to take a break, and I was just going to focus on manifesting ideal clients, because at the time I was a psychotherapist. So she does a tarot card reading. She says, oh, Elizabeth, look at these cards. We have the High Priestess card and the Lover card. These are perfect cards to activate the law of attraction. Here's how it works. Make a list of 100 qualities. The ideal qualities you're looking for in a partner. Do a ritual, have a friend witness it, and allow the universe to respond. I thought, 100 qualities? Are you kidding me? That's an awful lot. But I was open, so I started making my list, and pretty soon I had the 100 qualities. And the first few came easily. Someone who's intelligent and attractive, sort of soft butch, classic dresser, no tattoos or body piercings or Doc Martens. I'm a Southern girl, after all. Somebody who's spiritual but not religious. A woman who loves storytelling and theater and international travel. And, oh, here's the clincher. Someone who's done lots of therapy and has at least one dead parent. Okay, I'm kind of dark. See, my dad had died a few years before, and I wanted to be with a woman who really got parent loss. So on New Year's Eve, I go to my best friend's house, and she helps me do this ritual. We light candles around the altar. And I say the 100 qualities and proclaim that I am attracting her. And I say some kind of invocation, something that went like this. Oh, great mother goddess divine, help me manifest my lesbian lover so fine. Bring her to me all in your time. Help me receive her and make her all mine. And that night, I had a dream. In the dream, I meet this strawberry blonde-haired woman with greenish-blue eyes, and we connect. I feel like she's my soulmate, and I wake up, and I feel like my life is about to change. So the next weekend, I happen to be going to a good old-fashioned lesbian potluck. Now, let me explain what that is. Before all the online dating stuff, here's how lesbians met back in the 90s. We met in bars, bookstores, personal ads in the Washington Blade, the gay newspaper, maybe at Home Depot, but you'd never find me caught there at all, and in each other's homes at potlucks. So I see this ad in the paper that there's going to be this potluck for single lesbians way down in Fairfax, Virginia. So I think, okay, I'll try it, and I walk in. I don't know anybody, but I'm an extrovert, Southern, and I look around, and y'all, it was a group of older, retired, military-looking lesbians, and now, I appreciate their service. I really do, but that is not my type. I've I've never really been one for all that much discipline. And I'm thinking, maybe this is going to be an early night, and the law of attraction thing doesn't seem to be working. But all of a sudden, the door opens, and in walks the strawberry blonde-haired woman with the greenish-blue eyes. She's the woman from my dream. Really? Of course, I can't say that. I'd sound like a total nutcase. So she walks over to me. Hi, Marie. Hi, I'm Elizabeth. Sounds like you're from way down south. Yeah, I'm from a small town in northeast Mississippi near Tupelo. I'm what's called a recovering belle from a long line of unrecovered belles. Bless their hearts. And Marie's southern, too. She's from Raleigh, North Carolina, and we have that southern lesbian connection, which is just great. And we start talking about our families, and we discover we both love southern funerals because they're to die for, let me tell you. And we're talking, and Marie tells me that her mom had died about 2 years before, and she says, oh, it was so hard. I had to see a therapist twice a week for a long time. Oh, Marie, I'm so sorry to hear that. Yes, a double hitter, therapy and a dead parent. So we went out on our first date a few days later, and the rest is history. We just celebrated our 13th anniversary, and we got married in San Francisco a few years ago, right before the big wave of gay marriage on the East Coast, and she's still my soulmate. And you know what? Recently, I found my old journal where I made the list of 100 qualities. And do you know Marie had 98 of them? Really? I guess you want to know which two she didn't have. Well, I thought I wanted to be with an artist or a writer. Marie's an engineer, and that's okay because she can fix anything around the house. And I thought maybe I wanted to be with a Leo. Marie is a Virgo. Kind of close. She's very practical and organized and positive, grounded. She balances my dark Scorpio nature. And as I was reflecting on this, I thought, the reason that this law of attraction worked for me, it's really simple. I allowed my longing for love to be greater than my fear. Thank you.